Hey, sorry. We've been dealing with Kiddushei Chalipin. The Gemara said, "Oh, you can't have Kiddushei Chalipin because, we would have thought you could, right? Either because, Kiddushin is hukash to Kinyane Sadeh from Kicha Kicha, so we would have done like a, right click, export all, and copy pasted all of the Kinyanim." From Kicha of Sadeh to Kiddushin, right? And we decided not to. That's the way the Rashba formulated it. And the alternative, Tosos, the Ramban, said, no, we never had really such a havamina. There's no hekesh between them, right? But we would have thought that Chalipin is part and parcel of Kesef. And because Chalipin is part and parcel of Kesef, we would have assumed that, just another way of, just like kesef, you can use cash or you could use something with the shavet kesef, which has monetary value. You don't have to use a coin. You could use, right? A gold ring is in fact shavet kesef. It's not kesef, especially if it's gold. It's not even literally kesef, right? Actually, funny story. My wedding, the wedding ring was white gold. So Rav Moshe looked at it and he's standing on the chuppah and he's like, oh, is it kesef? He wanted to just be sure, to know what I'm being Mekadesh with because he's an aide. So I said, yeah. And then I was like, wait, no, sorry, not Kesef. It's white gold. So it wasn't even actually made of Kesef, right? So what was it? It's Shavah Kesef, right? It has monetary value. So Chalipin, though, right, makes a lot of sense to think that it would be included in that same sort of, category. Kamash Malan, right? Because Chalipin works, Pachos Meshavah Pruta, you see that it's not a Kinyan Kesef. And Mimela, we wouldn't copy it to Kiddushin when the Torah said Kicha Kicha, and we understood that Kicha by Kiddushin meant that it will include Kesef. Okay, right. So that what that gives us, right, was basically right. We had two really approaches that there's a real kesher between Chalipin between. Kinyan and Kiddushin, right? It's the Rashba's approach. And then our Havamina is that we just bring in all the Kinyanim, right? And the Rashba says, no, right? It doesn't work. But he has a specific reason why Chalipin doesn't work, right? Because Isha bepachas mishava pruta lo makanyan afsha. While for the Ramban and Tosfos, those just show that they're not simply a subcategory of Kiddushei Kesef. Okay, so right then, what we saw afterwards was Rashi, right, who emphasized the idea that gnai hula hukach batel la letoras chalipin b'kiddushin. When the Rashba was explaining that, I'll just do Tosfos Rash first. Sorry, the Tosfos Rash basically said, no. The real problem is exactly what it sounds like in the Gemara. Right, Isha b'pachas mishava pruta lo mekanya nafsha. She's not going to do it. And wait a second, but she just did it. Right, we literally just saw her take it. We wouldn't have this whole discussion if the only problem is that it's not going to happen. Right, if you say, oh, like it's never going to happen. Right? I don't know. Maybe yes. You never really know. Right, I don't know. They're hippies and they're like He gives her a rose, and the rose happens to be worth half a pruta, and she's just overcome by the beauty of the robe and the sunset and the sentiment. And he says, "Hare mikudash asli b'toras chalipin," with this rose, and she says, "Yes." Right. So the Rosh Hashanah says, "No, inachanami. It's still practically she's not mekabel. I bet she was mekabel, but the date it's a kol adam." Right. So just just all the way on the extreme. It's really just a mitzias problem, right? Really, in a chenami, chalipin should work, right? Because chalipin really is really just like is what is it? Because chalipin's a type of kesef, or because chalipin's just a really good kinyan? Which of those does he think? Right, that's just an interesting conundrum for us. That he doesn't say, oh, because he didn't really deal with the fact that why do we have this havamina, especially since Tosfos Rush, right, is one of the Baya Tosfos. Should Pashas hold like the rest of the Baya Tosfos that we don't not like the Rashba that, oh, you just need a Kinyan, and even a Kinyan Mammon theoretic that would work by a Sadeh is theoretically good enough to like get that first step towards Ishos, right? The Kiddushin in general just requires a Maisa Kinyan, all right? The Chalos is Ishos, but the Maisa is still a Maisa Kinyan. And Tosfos Rosh, the Pasha holds that you need. Well, actually, not necessarily, right? We saw that in Ksivas, the Tosfos Rosh actually maybe really does think like the Rashba. So that actually is fine, right? Actually, that's not such a good question, because the Tosfos Rosh we saw in Ksivas definitely also leaned in the direction of there actually being some sort of Maisa Kinyan. So then the Rosh says, yeah, really, Chalipin should work. Patch is because it's a good Maisa Kinyan. It's one of the best Maisa Kinyanim, as we're going to see in the next Sigya. And therefore, great, right? But, you know, according to, you know, why is it not going to work? You know, if you think that it is a good, you know, that it is a good Kinyan and you hold like the Rashba, so Tosfos Rosh says, oh yeah, just a practical problem, right? She's not going to say yes, right? For the Rashba, why is it that it's not going to work, right? The, also, if the Ran, similar to the Rashba, though he says it in a different vein, and I think that's going to help us, you know, try to understand also Rashi, is the Ran, right, goes through the same questions. He says, hadrinan e efshar de kinyan chalipa in isei bechlal, ki yikach, danan sahadei di isha bepachos mishar pruta filu bekli shalim lo mekanyan nafsha. Right, we know, anan sadi, that, you know, this is not what a normal person would do. A normal woman would not accept this. It would not be deemed acceptable. Hilkach, vadai kisha amar hakosov ki yikach, ein kinyan chalipin bechlalo. Is basically, right, when we're trying to ascertain, you know, what the meaning of the pasuk is, you have to take into account, right, what makes sense, right? So it's not quite a legal argument in the sense of like, oh, legally there's legal grounds to disqualify this kinyan, right? He's saying that in terms of the parshanut hamikra, when Chazal are trying to understand what we mean by kicha, right, hilkach vaday kisha amar hakasav ki yikach in kinyan chalipin v'chlalo. Like, clearly, the Torah doesn't mean to include chalipin with ki yikach. She'ilu kein haya af pachos mishava pruta bechlal v'yefshar. Right, and that would be impossible because anan sadi, we know that no woman in her right mind would do that. Right, umeata bedamim diber hakasav velo bechalipin, and therefore we know that when the Torah says kicha, it means dafka kesef and not chalipin. Right, so it's objective. It's more than objective. It's not included in the drasha, right? But what's interesting is almost that the way the Ran formulates it is that because practically this is not shayach, the Torah clearly wasn't talking about it when it said, oh, you know, kicha, which also includes kasef. Right? Meaning it's more of in a certain sense, it's much more like Tosfos and it's much more like Tosus, let's say, who and the Ramban, who are saying, oh, you know, because it works, Pachos Mishava Pruta, it's clearly not included in Kinyan Kesef, and therefore it's not part of the Drasha, right? So the Ran is saying, oh, because no woman, but so it's not included in the Drasha, because no woman in her right mind would accept this, so clearly that's not what's being referred to. Right, so in the one sense, he's like Tosfos. He's saying, "Oh, it's not included in the drasha." Right, but the reason is not because of a point he's making about the nature of the kinyan. Right, Tosfos and the Ramban said, "Oh, you see that it's from Pachos Mishav Pruta. You see, it's a different kinyan." The Ran, let's say, like the Rashba and like Rashi, are saying, "Oh, because lo mekanya nafsha." Right, it's not the fact that, oh, it's a kinyan that works pachos mishav pruta, it must be different than kasef. It's that because on the receiving end, isha pachos mishav pruta lo mekanya nafsha, right, that shows something about the drasha, not about the kinyan. Right, being so far, what we've seen is either you talk about the nature of the drasha, and then you say, oh, pachos mishav pruta lo mekanya, right. It's not going to work, mechanically speaking, because it's just not kesef, and there's no reason to think kesef works. Again, then we're going to have to figure out, well, okay, why? Why did the Torah say kesef and not chalipin? Okay, and then we have to figure out what's the nature of kin chalipin. or Kinyan Sadar, right? But for the Ran, he's saying, oh, we do care about, right, what's the psychology, what's going on in people's heads, like, no mekanya nafsha, but its purpose is to disqualify it from the drasha. Yeah, tehillah.
So just to clarify, by making it psychological but addressing it to the whole drasha at all, does that address Tosfos Kashi on Rashi of like what happens if she does accept?
Yes, absolutely. Right? That's the key benefit that, you know, you get from that is saying much more than the Tosfos Rashi, who just says, oh no, because like batal daita. But like, I don't know, if everyone, you know, you have a whole generation of hippies and they're all like accepting roses as Maos Kiddushin, as, you know, Kiddushi Chalipin, then like, you know, you're in trouble if you're the Tosfos Rashi. The Ran says, no. Chalipin has never been included. It wouldn't never be a good type of Kiddushin, right? We would have assumed that you could include it, or we would have assumed maybe it should be part of this drasha of Kicha, right? But because of the facts on the ground, we can assume safely that it's not. But what's interesting, now, right? So far, I mean, on the mechanics, I think it's pretty straightforward, right? We know that no one would do this. Therefore, why would we think that the Torah is referring to this, you know, when it says it? In fact, I can be pretty sure that the Torah is not referring to it because I couldn't conceive of a case where this would happen. Right now, the slight downside, or I'm not going to, not so much of a downside, but a little bit of a downside, and that is what?
A weird way to read the drasha. I don't know, psychologically, just.
Right, or just like if mechanically, if legally there's no real problem, so why not? Right? And if, you know, if there's no mechanical problem on the Kenyan, or if you think that Chalipin is really a type of Kenyan Kesef, then really, well, why not, right? I mean, the fact that, on the one hand, what's clearly coming out from the Ran is that Kiddushin really isn't going to necessarily be like, oh, you can just take Kenyanim, you know, and assume that they can work, right? Clearly, for the Ran, Kiddushin is not just like, oh, Maisa Kenyan, right? Because then if you really think that it's like a din, oh, Maisa Kenyan is the way to do Maisa Kiddushe Kesef, then, you know, you wouldn't necessarily need such a big leap of logic to include something in the drasha of Kicha. I'd say, oh, Kicha, Kesef, Chalipin's like that too, right? I think that's exactly why the Rajba, right, goes a step further than the Ran, and he says, no, really, in terms of the mechanics, it should work, right? It doesn't work, but because it fails to create the minimum results. And we're going to get back to the Rajba in a second, right? The Rajba is going a step further, saying, mechanically, there's no real reason to postulate it, so the reason why I'm going to postulate it is actually because it doesn't, you know, it works on the mechanical level, let's say, in terms of the interaction between them formally, but when you get down to it, it doesn't create the necessary results, right? It doesn't create the necessary, you know, Isha's impact. So it's a good Kenyan, but it doesn't, you know, make it from the world of Kenyan into, let's say, the world of Isha's, right? The Ran says even before that, you don't need to get there, right? But I think what's assumed in the Ran is that the fact that we have this Anan Sadi that she wouldn't accept it, and that means that it's not going to be included in Kenyan Kiddushin, right, is also the assumption that Kenyan Kiddushin and Kenyan Mamon really don't have anything to do with each other, right? So there's no, unless you can, you know, unless the Torah is Mechadesh, a very specific Kicha, right? That Kicha is Kesef, and it almost sounds like for the Ran that, like, we're trying to, you know, really, you know, whatever, there's Ishas. Right, and if you say, take the approach that, oh, right, after Matan Torah, we are mechadish the step of Kiddushin before Nisuin, then when the Torah is mechadish that step, so, you know, it picked a way of doing it, which is matim to, you know, to Ishas. So Chalipin wouldn't be matim to Ishas, because, you know, Anan Sadi, the Isha Pachs Mishab Pruta Lo Makanya Nafsha, right, that would be insulting, she wouldn't do it, and it wouldn't fit, it wouldn't be appropriate for the ambiance, right? So then, says the Ran, when the Torah said, oh, you got to add on this extra level of Kiddushin, right? The, you know, the option that the Torah picked was dafka kesef, not chalipin. Right? Now, there's something about kesef, obviously, as opposed to, let's say, maybe chalipin. Clearly, they're different, right? The Ran, I don't think, can say, oh, like, they're literally the same thing. And that just chalipin is a form of kesef. But what he's basically saying is that the Torah's mechadish, a very specific step, right? And it's obviously not going to, you know, it had to be things that were matim to Ishas. It's almost like, for the Ran, it's like, oh, it's like sort of a natural thing for you to have, like, kiddushe kesef before Ishas, right? I mean, because my name, we really do that. Not just in kiddushin, right? We get engaged, and you give, like, a nice, big, expensive ring with a rock on it, right? Which is very expensive. And that's, you know, that's like, it's not kiddushin, right? But there's, like, a very natural step, let's say, before kiddushin of, let's say, I don't know, giving a gift or, right, committing, you know, I don't know, signing contracts or, right, or all these things. Like, let's say the tanaim, also not part of Ishas in terms of halacha, right? But it's a very natural thing that people do before Ishas, right? There's their tanaim and their prenups and their, you know, engagement rings and gifts. So, you know, in a certain sense, I think what the Ran is going for is like chalipin would not be part of that, right? There's no chalipin going on. Here's the sadar, you know, and like the kinyas, the sadar, you should, you know, commit to being married to me or something, right? But kesef there is. So it's almost like from those natural things, those can create, you know, are then crystallized into kiddushin. Right? But Anan Sadi, that Ishal Pachin Shavaputa Lomakani Napsha, so clearly chalipin wouldn't be part of that whole picture. That's my take on the Ran. Right? Because he has to say that on the one hand, we would have kind of assumed that chalipin should work because it's similar enough to Kasef and it's a formal kinyan. So like, why, if that's all we're trying to do, that should be good enough. But he's saying, no, clearly the Torah wants there to be this, there's the step that we're doing before Ishas, but then it's, you know, Lomakani Napsha, and therefore clearly the Torah wasn't including that in that list or in what we're talking about by Kiddushei Kasa. So it sounds almost like there's like this necessary stage of it being like natural for it to happen by itself, you know, that you would be, let's say, Kiddushei Kasa, and then you do the, you formalize it into Kiddushei and Ishas. Okay. And that's my take on the Ran. Because he sort of just, you know, if it was just purely formal, it was a formal argument. So then if it's Mamon and if it's Kesef and if it's Kenyan Kesef, so why not? Right? Who cares that she wouldn't do it? I mean, I think Anan Sadi that no woman would take one pruta. Right? So Beshamai, you know, go like, oh, actually you need more, right? It needs to be like a mechubit amount of Kesef. It's Beisham in the Mishnah. But Beisham say no, as long as it's Kesef, it works. Because form, all right, obviously, like everyone can decide for themselves how much they consider it to be significant, but it has to be the Sepruta, because otherwise it doesn't have Shem Mamon, it doesn't have Shem Kesef. Right? But if Chalipin is a Kenyan, and it's a Kenyan that works like, you know, Betoras Kesef or even Domita Kesef, so why don't we apply that same low plug and that same, like, well, here's the formal framework, and obviously you have to figure it out for yourselves what you're going to accept. But the Ran saying, no, it works the opposite. Like, there's this natural, you know, interaction. There's this natural stage of, like, what they would or would not accept, right? And what would or would not naturally happen before Ishas. And then, you know, then the Torah says, oh, kicha. So then we're saying, oh, that kicha, you know, can be done with kesef. And, you know, it's also a chiyuv to do kiddushin. Yeah, Tila, you had a question.
Yeah, I just wanted to clarify. Do you read the Lomakani Nafsha more as in the Kenyan? If we're reading the Kiddushin as like a Kenyan, which I know we're not really, is it like it wouldn't go through because she wouldn't even agree for there to be a deal? Or is it like this isn't a deal that she likes, so there isn't like a certain standard of consent? Or because I'm thinking of it in light of you know, Kiddushin Baal Korcha, and I know that when we spoke about Rashi, we said that it seems to be a statement about like a really high level of like expanderat on her end, that even if it's gnai for her, it discounts it. But I don't know if that's more of like a practical Kenyan thing or like a specific issue thing.
Right, so the Rashba, we were saying like something like that for the Rashba, right? So we're gonna revisit in a minute. For the Ran, I don't think we're going that far. In the Ran, we're saying that because, you know, it's a Primatan Torah, right? Before this drasha, Anan Sadi, the Lomakani Nafsha, right? That's clearly not being included. Kisha Amar Hakasav Kiyikach in King Nechalipo Bechlalo, Shilukin Hayab, Af Parsh Shabraputa Bechlal, Vyevshar. Right? That's just, you know, that's just it's impossible, inconceivable. Right? So what the Ran is saying, it's not about, you know, oh, if she accepted it, that it wouldn't, you know, even though she accepted, it wouldn't be like a good enough acceptance. He's saying that, like, you know, that would never happen. And because that would never happen, the Torah would never make that, at, you know, the an acceptable way of doing Kiddushin. Right? But what the Ran is doing, the way the relationship works is, what would be an acceptable method of Kiddushin? Right? Oh, and then the Torah says, like, that's a good, that's good. Gives it, like, the check mark. Right? So for the Ran, it's not that, you know, once formally the Torah has given you the parameters, the Torah has given you the parameters, obviously it would need to be midaita, right? Ala the sugya of Kiddush Makarcha, but just because it's, you know, midaita, that's okay, has to be midaita, because of has to be midaita, but that's not going to be pogea in like the type of kinyan you can use, whatever's, you know, as long as she is makabalish dar midaita or the kasef midaita, that'd be fine, right? The chalipin, who doesn't work, even midaita, and even if it was completely midaita, because that's not a method for creating kiddushin. But it's not a method for creating kiddushin because before the Torah said this, no woman would ever accept it. Right? So that historical reality is creating, you know, the halachic reality, it seems like, or is affecting the Torah's decisions of how to create the halachic reality. Right? And a lot of times in general, we write by dinim, right, there's a question of the chicken and the egg. Right? Is the Torah giving you a din and therefore, right, you can react this way? Or people should react this way and it's formalized and it's halachified in a certain way. Right? For the Rajba, there's a certain din, right? But, you know, let's just go back to the Rajba for a second. No, I'll go back to Rajba in half a second. For the Rajba, right, there's a din. Theoretically, it should work, right? But, you know, when you put it to task, it's not actually going to work because, on a halachic level, it's not actually able to accomplish, you know, all the stages that it needs to accomplish or the requirements that it needs to accomplish. For the Ran, right, because it wouldn't already pre-Matan Torah or pre this din, you know, happen, it's not made part of the din. Again, remember that there are several options for Kiddushin, right? Kesef Shtar Bia. So in a certain sense, what that lends us to saying, either, right, there are different components in Kiddushin, and you could start from any direction, or there are different ways of accomplishing the same goal, right? So if that's true, why? Right? It could be because there's this overarching goal that we're trying to accomplish, and there are three ways that do that. So when the Torah's not saying, oh, do Maisa X, because that's like, I don't know, the only way to do it. In general, if there's like a chalos that you're trying to accomplish, it's purely like objective, it's generally done in like, there's like a way to do it, right? You know, the Torah says, oh, here's this mitzvah, go do X, Y, Z, right? Usually by like mitzvahs, you wouldn't necessarily have like three options for how to do it. You could take a lulav, but you can do it in any of these three ways, you know? Or like take any of the arba minim, whichever one happens to be most convenient. You know, probably be our ravos, right? You can get them for 3 shekel instead of 100. So, right, like, we don't do that. So by Kiddushin, we do. So the Ran, it sounds like it's saying like, oh, because there's these natural things which lead into Ishus, and Chalipin is not naturally one of them, but Kesef is, and therefore, right, you know, when the Torah said Kicha, and we had to understand what it meant by Kicha, so saying, ah, oh, you know, that's Kesef, but not Chalipin. But it's because of the natural proclivities of people and kesef slash versus chalipin, as opposed to like a formal difference in the halacha as to how we view the nature of kinyan kesef versus the nature of kinyan chalipin. Now, again, obviously it reflects something, right? But it's more that the chicken, you know, the chicken and the egg, the din is stemming from the reality, which again reflects on the difference between the kinyanim. But it's not that the difference of the kinyanim created the nafkamina. Okay, so that's the run, and that's why what I really want to emphasize in the run, because right, for the run, on the one hand, it's not included, but it's not included because of this natural, you know, proclivity beforehand, and it's almost like the Torah is saying, oh, there's Ishus, there are things that come before Ishus, and here's the, you know, crystallization of them. If you go back, right, if we go back to the Rajba, right, the Rajba was saying that, lo chashivala ugnaihula lahaknos atma bikniya pchusa kazos sheikar pachal b'shavar puta, and therefore even when she does it, and even though it's right with consent and she did it and she's makabel, right, it's still lo chashivala ugnaihula, and the maisa might be maisa kinyan, says the Rajba, but the totza needs to be ishus. And if it's lo chashivala ugnaihula, even when she accepts it, it sounds like he says you need to create the result now of her feeling valued and cherished. So the Ran is saying that bizman matan Torah, right? You know, or adayom hazeh, but the idea of chalipin would not, you know, be a matim thing for, you know, kicking off a marriage. It wouldn't be a normal way or natural way to kick off a marriage, right? For the Rajba, it's not that bizmana, or, you know, in a, even in a sort of objective sense or a universal sense, that we can expect that. It's that here, right, when you give a woman kiddushei chalipin, you did a maisa kiddushin properly, right, in one sense, in the formal kinyan sense, but because it doesn't create the proper result, right, it doesn't create chashiva, and it doesn't create mechubadla, then it's not kiddushin. And since that's always true about chalipin, definitionally, right, universally, it's just not a good kiddushin. Right, so for the Ran, it's that before, when would the Torah saying, oh, you could do kicha of kesef, right, saying, oh, it's got to be kicha dafka of kesef, because, you know, chalipin would just not be, would not accomplish that. And therefore, the Torah didn't say that that's a good way to symbolize the beginning of your marriage. For the Rajba, on a formal sense, it should be a great way to symbolize the beginning of your marriage. It's just not going to create that, you know, that relationship. It doesn't actually create the necessary, you know, result of chashiva lo and mechubedes lo. And if she doesn't feel valued and cherished, then it's like not a good maisa kiddushin. And what's very interesting about that, I think, is, you know, you and I would say, oh, wait a second, right? If the Rajba thinks that the maisa kiddushin is a maisa kinyan, even though the totsa is ishos, so if it's a maisa kinyan, like, you know, how respected do you need to feel if it's just a maisa kinyan? Right? And the answer is, yeah, you know, it's a maisa kinyan, but the result is ishos. So while we're using a maisa kinyan to create the das necessary and to create the, you know, the sort of starting point for creating a formal legal relationship, since we're trying to create ishos, we're very sensitive to the fact that if it doesn't create the right feelings and the right perspective and the right mentality, then it's not going to be a good maisa kiddushin, right? Okay, fine. So for the Rajba, it's, you know, it's universal, but it's based on the subjective results that are therefore universal. It's like an objective rule, but it's because of the universal subjective results. While for the Ran, because of the universal, I'd say history of it, or, you know, psychology of it, it's therefore not objectively part of the kinyan, or not part of kiddushin. For Rashi, right, Rashi here says dignai hula hilkach bat yala l'toras chalipin b'kiddushin. Okay, so the Rashi is definitely noted more towards the Ran, right? That it's objective, right? Right, definitely the Rashi is, I think, like the Ran, is objective. Bat yala l'toras chalipin b'kiddushin. Not that, oh, because it doesn't create the right results, but because it, as an action of kiddushin, is not going to cut the bill, right? But how is he different than the Ran?
Is he specifically referring to the drasha? I don't know. That's not so clear if he is Rashi here, and the Ran was.
So I would say, I would not necessarily say these. I don't think. Sorry. Good. Wait, say that again. I didn't hop what you're saying at first, and no, I think I did.
Oh, well, the Ron brought in this whole idea that you can't learn it in the drasha.
Right.
And he doesn't think Rashi is mentioning that at all. He just doesn't think it's kiddushin. It's
probably, okay, good.
Yeah.
Right? He doesn't say, oh, when we're understanding the drasha, right, we're going to not include it in the list. Right? For the Ron, it's, oh, you know, in terms of when the Torah said it, you know, in terms of the drasha, I'm not going to include it because it's, you know, Gnai Hula. Right? For Rashi, it sounds more fundamental. Right? In the sense that Batal HaTorah's Chalipin B'Kiddushin, Dignai Hula, and it's not that, oh, it's not in the drasha, but what? But it's almost like, why are we doing Kiddushei Kesef? So Rashi's big point, remember all the way at the beginning of the year, was that when we said that it's a Kinyan, that what did Rashi say is the meaning of, oh, Lashon Daraisa of Kinyan.
It was the same as Kiddushin, no?
Right, and also he said, oh, what do we mean by Kinyan? It's linguistic, right? It means that the Lashon, it's telling you something about Kinyanim. It's not telling you something about Ishas, right? I just saw a really cool Ra'avan. The Ra'avan says that Kicha, he learns out from Kicha, Kicha Mistefron, based on a Gemara in Daf Yud Gimel, he says, it's not that we learn out Kiddushei Kesef from Sadeh. It's that we learn out Kinyan Sadeh from Kiddushin. He says, the paradigm is Kiddushin, and then and Kinyanei Sadeh, we learn out from Kiddushin. Or a certain dinim of Kinyanei Sadeh, we're going to learn out from Kiddushin. He flips the whole thing on his head based on Gemara and Daf Yud Gimel. Okay? First of all, that's Geschmack. I really like that. Right? It's like, no, like, you know, this whole time, which, you know, it's not like, it makes a lot of sense here to say, okay, you know, we have this paradigm of creating interactions, creating legal obligations, right? But like what Rashi says, Rashi says, oh, you know, you see that Lashon Kinyan is relevant also here linguistically. It shows that, like, you know, that kinyanim are also really about creating relationships. Right? So Ravan goes a step further and he says, actually, you know, I think the one thing I don't like so much about the Ravan is like almost, you know, it's like almost too much chashivas to kinyane karaka, right? You're like learning out kinyane karaka from kiddushin, you know? On the hand, yeah, right? You know, there's a lot in halacha about like stay achuza and things like that, where yeah, we do see like a lot of importance in your relationship with your ancestral fields, just ancestral lands. Right, but Rashi, right, thought that Kinyan is purely linguistic. Okay, so if so, okay, so why is it Lomakanya Nafsha and Kicha Kicha Mistei Afron? Right, what's the role of Kiddushei Kesef? So, you know, Kiddushei Kesef are Kiddushin, and say, Harayat Mekudesha, Sumiyuadis Rakli, right? We are, you know, we are espoused. But if we're trying to say is formally show that we are espoused, right, we're going to have to figure out exactly what we're trying to do with Kiddushei Kesef, why you can use Kesef to do it. But if it's about showing that you are espoused and that you have this, right, Kiddushin and Mekudeshes relationship, then Chalipin, which is Gnai Hula, is clearly not going to accomplish that, right? What you're trying to do is show in a formal way that you two have an exclusive relationship, right? That you are married and mikudesh miyuchad rak zelazeh. If you do that, right? If you're trying to create a kadosh relationship, then obviously chalipin, which is gnai hula, is batal l'toras chalipin mikidushin. Right? It's obviously not a good way to reflect that. You say, oh, you know, we have this beautiful, you know, sanctified relationship, but, you know, Nebuch, you know, I gotta like, you know, I gotta like put you down with chalipin before we, you know, before we start, right? That would, you know, totally undermine the whole thing, right? So Rashi just says it's gnai hula, so of course it doesn't work, Not just because, oh, that's like an outside soul. For Rashi, it sounds like that's fundamentally the, you know, counter to the whole purpose of Kiddushin. If Kiddushin is Mikudesh Miuched Esrak Li, then Gnai Hula says, you know, that it just doesn't work at all. Right? That's the opposite of what we're trying to accomplish. Okay? So, so fine. So that's, so I think that just Rashi, the Ran, and the Rajba are all in like a similar camp where they're saying, in terms of the Kenyan level, it's not so much that there's a Kenyan problem, right? But they're all saying very different things about that, right? For Rashi, it's that the whole point is that you're trying to create, create Kiddushin and Kiddusha, and here it's Gnai Hula, so of course it doesn't work. For the Rajba, on the Kenyan level, it should work, but you also need that, like, you know, Shlav of Ishas, of Mechubedes, and Chashuvalo, right? And the Ran is basically saying, oh, like, Bizman, you know, Matan Torah, right? It's not a natural part, or not just Bizman Matan Torah, but it's not a natural part of what you would do for Ishas, and then Mimela, you know, we're not going to accept it, include it in the Torah's list, right? So therefore, when the Torah said kiyikach, obviously it didn't mean chalipin, right? But it's not so much that there's a Kenyan problem, right? And it's not so much that there's a practical problem bizman hazeh, right? But that the Torah didn't include it because it's not like a natural part of Avishas. Okay, the Tosos Rid says something, you know, totally phenomenal. You know, Tosas Rid, classic Tosas Rid. V'nira li lomar, she'im b'zeh ha-sudr levad nisrat yisro l'kadsha, afa pi she'hizkir la'shem chalipin mekudeshes. Yeah, you can be mekadesh b'chalipin, why not? Right? Mekudeshes hi. V'hocha b'may askinan, kegon she'hitna ima l'kadsha b'mana, v'lo haya nosno la'achshav, ela hitfisa et ha-sudr, she'tit kadesh lo, v'lo tucha lachsar ba, and time at the most can the fires to keep the chalip and isnu b'pachus meshava pruta. Lo makani nafshel is kaddish lo shlo tucha lachzer b'pachus meshava pruta. Okay, so he says, oh, if you were makaddish b'chalipin, that would be fine. What's the problem here? He's not using kinyan chalipin as a kinyan, right? The kinyan sodar gets used in two ways. Or maybe one way that has two, you know, two functions. As a kinyan of transferring ownership, right? It's a classic Maisa kinyan. And as a way of creating, you know, commitment between two parties that you can't back out of, okay? Kinyan chalipin is often used as a, like a way to, you know, it's like a handshake that like, oh, you can't back out of an agreement, okay? So let's say you want to, it's almost like a memorandum of understanding. You haven't actually signed a contract, right? But, you know, you basically are legally obligated to go through, right? So, Tosas Ribbit says, yeah, Kinyan Chalipin will work fine. But if you commit to then be Mekadesh later, if you got get engaged and you do like a Kinyan Seder to like confirm the engagement, but you're going to do the Kiddushin later, so then it's not, it doesn't count as Kiddushin. Okay? So first of all, the Havamina is that commitment to get married in and of itself would be Kiddushin. Right? Which is fascinating. I would have thought, says the Tosos Rid, the Havamina of the Gemara is what? That if you commit to get married, then you are Mekudeshes. If you get engaged, you're already married. Right? If you do a Kinyan Seder, you know, we're going to get married on X date. And you're going to bring the ring, right? He doesn't have the ring with him. So they get engaged and like, you know, he does a Kenyan Siddur to say that we're going to get married then, right? So then he says, oh, you know, that's not binding, right? And why? Because Isnu b'pachas m'shavar pruta v'lo m'kanya nashu l'skadish l'shu l'tu chalasu b'pachas m'shavar pruta, right? Until like, you know, it's actually happened, basically, she's not, you know, she's not going to commit herself to him. So if the Tosos Rid, first of all, he's saying, you know, he's saying, you're right. All those havaminas of why chalipin should work are great. And they're true. And chalipin should work, does work. Go for it. What can't you do? You can't commit to Kiddushin as Kiddushin. Right? But it basically says that what is Kiddushin, right? It's a way of creating commitment between them. Right? So you have this havamina, the commitment to be committed is in and of itself kiddushin. Kamash malan, committing to be committed is not sufficiently committed. Right? I think that's totally fascinating. Right? So this is the Tosfot read, it's yesh kiddushi chalipin, right? You just can't have kiddushi eschaibos. But otherwise you're good to go. Right? Fine. I thought that's fascinating. Matano Manas Lahachsir, we are gonna continue with next year. Okay, Shokoach. Okay, I gotta run. Apologies. And if you have any questions, just WhatsApp me.